morning, and...
That's weird.
It's up to you guys.
I ate the soup.
As soon as I wake up, I hit the thing. Elvira!
As you do that, you see one drow inside this building sort of look at you all weird, and he runs off.
Yes, go get her!
I ask Crow if he's had any weird dreams since he's been here. Any weirder than normal dreams?
He's like, I smile, and then I... and I go, I've had dreams all right. And then I look down, and I look back up and go, wet dreams.
Oh my god. I don't know why I ask you to be serious, Crow, ever. Thank you for that hilariously inappropriate comment. I'm going to turn my back and walk away. It has nothing to do with anything you've said.
The bowls that they're feeding us out of, are they wood?
They actually feel like wood, but they're not.
Oh, did we keep our bowls?
No, they came in and cleaned them up.
Are they ceramic?
No, actually, you know what? They did not.
They didn't.
You guys have your bowls.
Did they try to?
Nope.
I tried to fashion a smoking device out of my bowl.
Huh?
I'm going to place my bowl on the ground.
Okay.
Anybody got any weed?
Probably would have done this the day before. But I placed it upside down.
Yep.
So it's like a bump. And I step on it to try to break it apart.
Okay. It doesn't actually break like wood. It like sort of...
You said wood.
Sort of molds almost wood. As if it's...
like putty?
Almost like a mushroom.
Ooh.
Even the bowl. Yes.
We're eating out of stools, friends?
Is it a blunt thing?
Nope.
No, it's not a blunt.
I pick up my... So it like kind of split like a mushroom would?
Yeah.
I pick it up and nibble on it.
It does not taste good at all.
No.
Are we...
It tastes like stool.
Is he eating the next day's food, or is he talking about the bowl?
He's talking about the bowl from yesterday.
I witness this, and I grab the bowl that I have, and I approach Stool, and I'm like, you can wear this as a hat.
It goes around Jaranor because it's not left his side and just hides behind his leg again.
Does it spore again?
Yes, the spores are pretty much
all permanent. So now it's on me too.
I look behind Jaranor to find him. Y'all want this as a hat?
I'm hearing his voice. Leave me alone.
I'm sitting there looking at the gate. And
okay, I'll wear it as a hat then. Night. We can be best buds.
All right.
I put it on my
head. We're gonna talk to Blackie.
Who's
this guy?
One. Okay.
Drow.
No. Drow. I'll let him talk. Because what I want to do is going to be kind of crazy.
Okay. So. Oh, okay.
I'm all just right. Looking out the gate.
Are you talking to him?
Yeah, old Blackie here. What's his story?
He is basically sort of kept himself, and he talks to himself quite a bit. He says that he was accused of murdering one of the drow and was in prison.
Did he do it?
He says that he doesn't remember what happened.
Is it possible that you were put under a spell?
A spell? No. No. I don't believe it was a spell.
Does it have anything to do with the food? I had some weird dreams last night, and... I don't know. Do you have any weird dreams?
I have visions all the time.
At night?
Of a nice place that Stool would know much more about than me.
Hmm.
It's a place called Neverwinter Glover.
Almost got it out.
Yeah, I almost did it.
It's a foreign language.
I'm going to say it wrong. Yep.
Neverlight Grove
is
the homeworld of all the mushroom people.
If
I would greatly like to get to this place.
This Durok fellow over here, he's trying to start a breakout. What are you, did you go in for that?
You talking about Babadoo?
Yeah, old Babadoo over here. With the crazy hair and his flat
tongue. As long as we move closer to this grove, I will come.
Deal. High five.
He looks at your hand and just doesn't do anything.
Alright, so... Stool's near me still?
He is right behind your leg.
Alright, I pick him up. And I say...
Hold on, Jaranor. I gotta talk to this stool guy real quick.
You're interrupted. Oh, yes. Neverwinter Grove, that is quite far away.
Oh, crap,
away.
You heard me. Neverwinter. This is so weird with you in my head, bro. Can you find a way to get out of there?
This is the court to Shushar. He goes... Neverwinter Grove, that is quite far away.
There is a much closer place. It is a place of my people. Very close, very close. There is a dark lake around this place. It could take you anywhere you want in the Underdark. Very fast travel. My people can help. We must get there as soon as possible.
The prince is saying that?
No, fish face.
Oh.
Shushar.
Thanks, there, fishy. Shushar?
Shushar, yes, yes.
So with two
O's? It would be much, much better to go there than to travel as far as the grove is. We could get there after we make it to my city.
Huh. And, Stooley, what do you got here?
Stool?
Yeah.
Stool speaks.
He can hear all this.
I just want to be safe. I want to be out of this prison.
Yeah, and what's better? Fishface's place or, whatever his name is.
I would love to go to Neverwood.
Doobie-doo.
I would love to go back to my grove with my people. That would be great.
Are they going to be able to help us?
My people can give us shelter and food, yes.
All right, Jaranar, what was it you were getting after?
Shushar speaks up and says,
Fishface, pipe down. All right, what were you going
to
say?
He's very calm and like, he doesn't want to fight at all.
No, what were you going to say, Fishy?
My people could definitely arm all of us. We could definitely make it anywhere we want in the Underdark. Possibly finding our way out.
Okay, all right. That's what you want. We'll keep that in mind. Jaren, you were saying something? I'll just step back over here. I sit down and I start thinking about all of the different...
The people around me, I kind of just look at them, and in my mind, I say, all right, Jay speaking. You guys are going to have to trust me on this one. And then I pick up...
Stool?
Stool. And I look at him, I say...
Your stool, or... Stool. Or his stool.
The mushroom guy. I pick up stool.
Yep.
And I say,
I'm sure his stool is mushroom.
You're going to have to trust me on this one. Is there anyone at the front gate?
There's a Qui-Goth that's stationed there.
Just a Qui-Goth.
Yeah, but you also see the dwarfs that are in that little stalactite or whatever. They're watching.
The drow?
Yeah, the drow are watching you guys. They're not just sitting there. That's their job, is to watch you guys. They've always been watching.
So I pick up one of the bowls from the ground, and I have stool in one. I go... I walk over to the gate.
Andy,
you put me over by the gate.
Oh, hey.
And
this whole time, everyone just realizes that for some reason, they're picturing me and her having sex. Because I'm thinking about it.
He didn't get spored? Did he get spored when he came in?
No, I asked. He said that the spores
are always in the language.
He's spored.
But I don't know how they work. Oh, so I'm just sitting here thinking really hard about last night. And everyone else is just seeing all of it.
Garrido. Hey. Can you stop? Can you stop looking at this? We all get this because of all our little stool friend over here. So literally everybody in this room gets to watch you two. Get physical.
What? Right. How do you know about that?
Old Stooley with his little spores in the air is just letting everybody see it.
You mean the dump he took?
Yeah, the dump. No, the other stool. Not the stool that Crow has. Dude, he was naked last night.
What?
So while they're going back
Me
and
too.
Forth.
High five.
I say during the telepathically, I say, all right, guys, I need for this to work. Everyone needs to stop thinking a single thing and just go, just talk or something. Just stop thinking. Just, I want dead silence.
And you can see a big pair of elfin boobs in your face. Because I can't stop thinking about them. You told me not to think of it, and I had to think about it.
Like elves.
So I go up to the Qui-Goth. Yep. I go, there's something wrong with my soup. Can you come look at it?
Okay. It just sort of looks at you strangely, but walks up to you.
And I pretend to sneeze, and then I blow... on top of a stool onto the Qui-Goth.
Okay.
So...
He just sort of... just looks at you all weird.
And then in my head, I think...
Boobs appearing in his
mind. What am I going to make it? He starts thinking of Ilvira, like, naked. And, I don't understand what's going on.
In my head, I say... There's a fresh kill waiting for you at the base or at your den. Come back immediately, and it's all yours.
Okay.
Roll persuasion. You're not very smart. Might work.
You should roll like a 9 and win.
23.
Holy. Yep. Still trying to think of Elvira naked. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
I can't help it.
But he starts to walk away. And he goes over there. You hear two guys sort of yell out and go, "What are you doing, beast?" And one guy just runs over here and starts. And you just see him.
Elvira!
In my head, I say, when I meant fresh kill, I meant you had to kill it yourself. He's right behind you. Get the job done, and he's yours.
Okay. Whatever, still another quiet. Exactly.
He doesn't hear you.
Oh, he's too far away.
That would have been sweet.
That would have been awesome. But that was the way his spores work. Okay, you see. Where'd he go? There he is. This guy come up. Up to the gate. Kirito, are you still near the gate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm right at the gate.
He points at you and tells you to come here. And you walk up to the gate.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm already up there. Right. I've been holding on.
He literally grabs you by the chain and slams you up against the thing and says, "Don't ever touch her again." And then pushes you back.
Is this Scar Boy or the other one?
Nope, the other guy.
All right, we should probably go ahead and blow those spores on his face and let him see Elvira.
He pulls up his crossbow and shoots you.
Whoa.
Did you spit in his face?
No.
Kind of.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of.
Verbally.
He said that she'll be his.
Nice.
He hits you for 8 damage.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot.
And then you need to roll Constitution saving throw.
Insanity. Wait,
8 damage?
Yeah.
I'm at a 7.
Okay. You see 19. poison out of the dart, but nothing happens.
I look back up at him and I go, "That's not gonna stop us from being together."
He's gonna shoot you again.
That's the point. The Elvira won't let anything happen to me.
He shoots you again.
He's gonna get in trouble.
She's already got your seed. It's too late.
I didn't finish.
He hits you for 8 more damage.
You are now unconscious.
Okay, well, no, it doesn't matter. That's fine.
And he just doesn't even care, walks away.
I go over to Kirito and I pick up the crossbow bolts.
Yep.
Oh, we're collecting stuff.
You have both crossbow bolts. He was in such a rage that he walked away without even worrying about.
Very good.
Okay.
At this point, are you hiding the crossbow bolts? Where are you going with them?
He's hiding them. He's gonna flaunt
them. No,
he puts them behind his ear. It's like.
what are you doing with them?
I'm just holding on to him for now. I'm hiding him. Okay. Is Kirito like bleeding out? Like is he?
No, he's not bleeding out. He's unconscious. It was not a lethal blow or nothing.
I again drag his lifeless body into the back of the room.
All right, I'm gonna be right back. Okay.
Wait,
okay.
Just because I'm unconscious doesn't mean I can't dream. Y'all still seeing that?
Luke's got to get that chocolate cake. That's chocolate cake.
It's good cake, man.
It's good cake.
It is good.
Why don't my name?
I think it's Costco cake.
It's quart.
Costco does what?
Quart. Costco does good. This is good cake.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, bull.
No, we're not waiting.
You guys think about it.
So my theory of why...
I liked your spore move. Those.
I thought I could have one of them at least go berserk and cause a commotion or something. Because...
We've just got to rally this little band of...
I don't want to talk about how powerful they are, but they're...
Jagaloons.
Jernor doesn't know that.
Here's my idea. Here's my plan for a breakout, if need be.
You going to put on a show?
Nah. Well, I could, but...
It'd just be weird.
I think, since we have Mr. Prince, what's his name
here? Mm-hmm. D'Andrea.
And he looks like one of the guards. Ooh. We need to somehow... cause a distraction.
Get him switched
in. The outside. He's intelligent enough to give us some intel and then make a guard think that this guy's lying.
Alright.
What are you doing with
the arrows? Figure that out. Make it happen.
Steven.
What we gotta do?
I need to know what you're doing with the arrows.
I'm holding on to them.
You just hold them in your hands?
That's what I mean.
Like, I'm like stowing them away.
Okay, are you breaking them off or are you leaving like a giant bolt? It's a bolt.
Yeah, it's a bolt. It's not...
Oh. I walk up to Cord.
And I have two of them?
Yeah.
I'll go over...
Hide under a shirt.
I don't have a shirt.
I have shirts. I have two of them. I have his and mine.
He's got a point.
Okay.
I walk up to court and I look at him and then I grab one of the bolts.
I yank it back.
Okay. And then I kind of look at the length and then I look at
my butt. Oh my goodness.
And then I look back at him. My gosh. No. And then I shake my head and walk away.
I give him to.
Such a freak. Look at your what?
His butt.
Look at my butt. He was gonna stow them away.
That's what prisoners do.
It's true.
It's what prisoners do. As you're thinking, alcohol. Two guards walk up to the gate.
What?
Gosh. Figure out what you're doing with them right now.
I throw them in the back of the room.
Shushar like jumps out of the way and says, "Whoa!" And then the two little guys in the back, they sort of cover them up and walk in front of them.
Are they halflings?
They are deep gnomes.
Can't be trusted.
Deep gnomes.
Can't be trusted. Okay. Sorry, two guards come up and they say, "It's time for work, you pathetic things."
Who's the guards?
Just like get out of
the
or
we're going to do off. We're going to do this part sort of not on the board.
Got you. Okay.
And they sort of grab you guys.
Not me.
Three. Yeah.
I'm gonna drum all day.
They grab three of you.
I'm gonna go find something to do.
And at this point, I'm gonna sort of just say that they're dragging you around, and they make you do stupid stuff like cleaning the floor. Really honestly, incredible. It doesn't matter. And then, like after you're done cleaning, they kick you and tell you to do it again.
Rake gravel is that what you said.
Aramil, you and Jim Jar go off. And they take you into this room, and when you guys are in this room, you guys realize that this is sort of like a cafeteria, almost like cafeteria. So it's just a big room where they, mess hall, where they just make their food, and
there's lots of food.
There's several drow in there eating. There's lots of food and water in there, and they're just eating, and they just make you like clean out the dishes constantly over and over again.
Do a roll perception check to see if there's anything I can use when we get out of here. If there's keys on a guard.
You can roll perception. What are you looking for, though?
I'm looking for keys.
On the guards?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll.
Eight.
You don't know if they have keys or not. You can't quite see.
Okay.
As they're taking off to go over here, they grab Crow. They grab you and the giant Qui-Goth, the Prince Durandil. And let's say Rock, or the orc. They grab you guys and they sort of tell you to pick up the bowls. And they're like, "Come with us." And they just tell you to pick up the bowls and walk out. So they take you out and they sort of tell you to dump it in the same area that they're at, just briefly, and then they walk you back out. You good? And then they're going
to
take you...
Well, there, I think, telepathically to him, just like a testing. Let's see if this still works, even though we're far away from stool.
Nothing happens.
Okay.
Then they take you over into this area, which is sort of like set up as a barracks, and they just have you sit there and clean walls and floors, and they're pretty snippy with you.
I talk my head off to them as I'm doing the chore. You know, I had mates for this. You know what my favorite insect is? Spider.
They sort of look at each other like...
Hey, you dark elves.
Shut up!
How long do you have to sleep? Do you ever
do your job!
Do you ever get drowsy?
The Qui-Goth walks up to you and is just like hovering over top of you.
Yes, my prince.
Okay. He smacks you hard enough that...
Wait, are we back?
It knocks you on the ground.
We're out working.
Because I just had a dream.
I touch my face.
Dream. Genius idea.
And I just smile and look at him and give him a wink.
Sounds like Myrna.
Okay. And then he just sits there and he just hovers over you and watches as you clean. All right.
Do you like what you're saying?
Okay. Then they take out Court and Bupadoo.
I thrash him.
And Jim Jar.
I have to try to take me out.
You thrash?
I thought Jim Jar was with me.
Yes, Jim Jar is with you. I'm sorry.
That dwarfing thing?
The Qui-Goth smacks you across the face again.
Does that hurt me?
Yes.
For how much?
Not enough to hurt you badly, but It's definitely jarring.
Okay.
Are you still fighting?
A little bit less.
Okay. They take you out and they tell you to take these giant barrels and to dump them into the waterfall. And it's like their waste, like their poop and their pee and all that stuff. And then you just have to take these giant barrels of all this waste and like food, just they're trash, and you're just dumping it over
who's,
this rope
who's with
into
me?
The water. Bapadu is the little,
but
little
like
squirrely guy.
What guards?
Oh, there's two drow. Just they're just normal looking drow that are just following you around.
I want. Can I like accidentally push the barrel onto the bridge instead of over the rope? Make it look like an accident, but I'm doing it on purpose.
So, like, you drop it?
Like, instead of, like, pouring it over...
Oh, you drop it all the way over and it falls off?
No. Instead of pouring it over the bridge, I kind of, like, spill it onto the bridge.
Okay.
Can we clean it up?
You pathetic fool! Clean that up now!
What am I supposed to use?
Your face!
I said, you know.
He walks up behind you.
What?
And just sat in there. You got to lick it up.
Oh my god.
I tell him that's not gonna happen.
Not
okay,
your best.
He pulls out a short sword.
Oh god.
And takes the back of the hilt and hits you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he definitely hits you. For 6 damage. I'll use the other end next time. Now do it.
How much damage you take for that?
6. I really don't want to.
There's 2 guards. The other one's definitely concerned with Bupadoo to make sure he's not doing anything stupid. But he just dumps over his barrel. You hear it fall. It falls for a while. But you do hear a splash at the end. As you guys are dumping down, yeah. You guys definitely hear splashing down below.
I have to use my face.
As you're down below, like on your knees a little bit, are you...
He knocked me down?
Yeah, he knocked you down. So as you're down below, I want you to roll perception check. Because your head's down at the bottom, looking down.
Plus 13.
Okay. You don't really notice anything. You can see down below, you see that there's definitely a hole within the cobwebs where the water goes down. And listening, you can definitely tell it's not super far away, but there's definitely some kind of pool of water at the bottom.
There's water down there?
Yes. But he's basically still telling you to clean this mess up.
I already knew there was water down there because he was dumping it.
But he knows that it's not that far. He'd say anywhere from 80 to 120 feet down.
God, that's concrete. I got cliff diving all the time.
He reaches down and grabs the back of your head and sort of pulls you up to your feet, and he's pulling you up off the ground a little bit and just holds you there and says, "What you gonna do?"
Man, I know what I want to do, but I don't want to do it. He's holding me off the ground right now?
Yep.
Stupid trail.
You just see your little legs kicking?
He swings the hilt back at your head again.
He hits me again.
You're taking too long. Hits you. 5 more damage.
Oh my goodness.
You're gonna come back unconscious too, and I'm gonna have like this infirmary going on.
You can tell that he's still using unlethal blows. He's not trying to kill you. And he drops you back on the ground. This is your last chance. Clean it up.
I start to kick it off the... I nudge it with my foot off the bridge.
He looks back at the other guys. See, they always listen, don't they?
Smack around one of them. Wherever I'm working, I keep having flashbacks of this stupid...
Yep, he's fine with what
you're doing. Okay. And lady.
He pulls you back, and that's what you guys do for a couple hours, is just constantly take waste out. And
where do we... Do we take the buckets back?
Yes.
Do I know where they go?
They go into this area.
Into the mess hall?
Well, I don't know. It's nice.
All right, so you went into the mess hall, right?
Yeah.
So you're cleaning that up. A general layout that you guys sort of, over the couple days you've been here, that you know that there's two rooms here that only the a little bit more elegant-looking drow go into, a little more armored. They go into those rooms. The rest of the just wimpy drow.
Like it's an officer quarters versus... Yeah.
They just sort of go here. There's the mess hall. You definitely see that there's this giant crane-looking thing that pulls a giant almost basket up to the top, and they unload stuff and load stuff back onto it. There's a closed door here and on the other end. And Kirito, you know what you know from inside that area. Jernor, you're back in the back. You guys all sort of come back at the same time. And you guys are all back in there.
I didn't get put out to work?
Nope, not today.
Okay.
I'm still dead on my way.
As you guys are going back, there's Bupadu, a normal-looking guard, you, and another normal-looking guard, as you guys walk back. And just walk back.
They're just, like, training us back?
Yep, they're really close to you. They're sort of prodding you along, telling you to keep moving.
All right, I go along.
All right, I'm going to take you back in. All right, you're all back in. Kirito, sorry, you're still unconscious. Lover boy.
How far? Can I tell how far the water was down?
I said anywhere from 80 to 120 feet.
Holy crap.
That's what you estimate.
80 to 120?
Yep. What you doing, Crow?
I walk over to the prince.
Mm-hmm.
To the side of him. Like I'm getting ready to talk to him.
Yep.
And then I whip around and grab Raven by the back of the neck and drag him over. And
by the back of the neck.
Put him by my feces.
Eldith, the dwarf, walks up behind you and says, "What do you think you're doing?"
The Quaggoth?
Back off.
No, the dwarf.
Since you've been here, this poor thing has not done anything to you. Leave him alone.
I asked these two little deep gnomes about the bolts that were found earlier.
Okay, let's finish this first.
Well, I might have to be involved in this, is what I'm...
Oh, okay.
As I'm hearing this commotion going on, I'm trying to hustle these guys up a little bit.
They don't even talk to you.
They don't even talk to me.
Nope.
Not even telepathically?
Nope. They sit there and just look up at you, and they almost look like they're prepared to fight. If they need to, leave him alone for now.
Continue to work on these.
We go back. Let me handle him.
Help me, Raven says. She grabs you by the shoulder.
Who does?
Eldith.
No.
Dwarf on dwarf. Let's go.
Touch me again, and I'll stick my friends on you.
I'm still touching you.
Well, I said again.
I won't let you harm this person.
I'm not gonna harm this person. I just want answers.
Then ask.
Then back off.
She walks beside you, close enough that she can hear and listen to what's going on.
I hold Raven's face over my crap.
Your stool.
My stool. What did you tell these drows?
I told them nothing.
Then why did they say we were with you?
They found me on the track. I was following you guys. I was gonna trap you in there.
How many times are you gonna follow us, Raven?
As long as it takes to get back at you. For all that you've done for me.
Then why do they think you're with us?
I don't know. You asked them.
Why did you tell them where we were?
I didn't. I was there. I was following you, and they got me.
You know we're in here because of you.
He doesn't say anything. That's enough, Eldith says.
I let go of Raven.
He falls face first
and walks backwards. All right.
Oh my gosh. He sort of gets up and...
I got the pillow on me.
But it was so solid, it's still okay. It sort of crumpled off.
Despite this mushroom soup diet.
He runs away from you and runs back to where he was.
I push these two deep gnomes aside to look for these bolts that they've clearly concealed.
So you push them aside?
I just step in and kind of...
They run around the other side of the Prince Durando.
Whatever happened to these guys?
And you see nothing.
I see nothing.
There was nothing else that really happened with them.
There's nothing back here?
Nope.
I ask old Fishface what happened to the crossbow bolts. Shushar or Shushine.
Those little deep gnomes, they can take anything. They're pretty good at that.
They can take anything?
Anything that they want. They hide it pretty quickly.
Alright.
It would be wise to be friendly to all these people. I would like to get out of this place.
Yeah, that's a good story. He drives me nuts.
It's a trap.
Exactly. That's all I can think about is Akbar.
Okay.
Hey, I go ahead and talk back to these deep gnomes, trying to persuade them, perhaps, that if they are able to let me have one of these crossbow bolts, or both of them, since we took them as a unit here, that, you know, guys, you should just let us have these back, because we'll be able to help you get out of here, too. You clearly got somehow stuck in here. How about you let us help you get out?
You see the male look over at the girl, and he just sort of looks at her and, like, leans over and just whispers a little bit, and then the girl goes, "What you gonna do with those?"
"We're gonna use them on the guards."
"Why can't I use them?"
"Because they're like
me and my brother can do be just as good as you."
"Doubt it."
Let's see. "They'll see you a mile away. They won't see us at all. We could sneak up right behind them and whenever you're ready."
And I'm assuming everybody's going to hear this because we're telepathically connected.
No, we're talking out loud. Right. Or I am.
Well, I'm also going to go ahead and telepathically connect.
Okay.
To let everybody in the room know that these little guys think they've got to move.
I think you should let them do it.
There's Jaranor. Court, I'm thinking inside my head to Court. Court, what do you got?
I don't want the crossbow bolts. I'm going to go over to Jaranor.
Okay.
Talk to him.
Where am I?
All right. Court, or Crow?
It's getting pretty late at this point.
Yeah.
Well, as late as you know, you guys are all tired. You guys are exhausted.
We haven't been fed yet today.
Nope.
Yep.
Crow, bolts or no?
Whatever.
All right. Well... little ones, feel free to use them. I'm over your shtick. I move back here to sit with Corito and Crow. And very annoyed with these stupid little deep gnomes.
Are you talking to Jeremy?
And thinking all of this quite out loud so they can hear me.
Okay.
Because they stink.
In everyone's faces.
No, you are asleep. You are unconscious.
Dreaming of it.
No, you're unconscious. Not even asleep.
Oh. Well, you guys will know when I'm conscious again.
It's pretty close. Pretty close to time to go to sleep. At this point.
Hey, so, where's our food?
Anything left? Nothing happens. No food is brought to
me. We didn't get food today?
Nope.
No. We worked and we didn't get food?
Nope.
This is outrageous.
Any last things before you guys go to sleep?
I'm just going to let Jaranor know what happened on the bridge.
This is against the Lathander.
And I'm going to tell him that...
convention.
I almost was about to jump inside the barrel... and throw myself off the bridge and land in the water. But I didn't want to leave you guys.
I respect your decision. I think the best way to get out of this is power in numbers. It's a good thing.
Are you speaking
back
telepathically or just
just a general?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So, I say that and I say, like, we'll have our shot and we'll know when.
All right, you guys go to sleep for this day.
Sleep.
Yep. Huh?
Before we go to sleep.
Yes, we go to sleep.
Oh, man. While we're sleeping, I go over to...
before we go to sleep.
Kirito's body, and I take the dagger back.
Do you have a dagger?
The flint. The flint.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Rock.
Yeah. Unless someone tries to stop you.
Oh, I just took it.
He just took it back.
Wow, you guys let him rob me.
Oh, yeah.
Not good if you're asleep.
I was all right,
Crow, what are you doing before?
I mean, we're basically laying down,
yep.
And I just telepathically whisper to everybody. Oh, God. Guys, jokes. I got a plan tomorrow. Just okay. Be ready.
That's what I said. Okay. Well, you guys go to sleep. Crow, roll a...
gladly.
Roll a perception check with disadvantage.
With disadvantage? Here, take mine. You'll be lucky.
I can roll twice.
I know, but just roll mine.
11.
11 plus you rolled?
I rolled a 21 the first time.
Okay.
Oh, he's using an app.
God. You take 4 damage.
Whoa!
And you wake up to Raven on top of you strangling you with his his bond, his chains.
Oh, he's my gosh. Strangling.
Are we all awake or just
them? No, just them right now. He's got his
we are really close.
Down and like it. Huh?
We're really close over here. We have a little snuggle-action going on.
I don't think you guys...
Snuggle-action.
He said he was laying down next to us.
I didn't say that. I just said we're all laying down.
He's strangling. And he's doing it pretty quietly.
I keep quiet. And I try to overpower him to push him.
Okay. Roll strength check. I'll roll one.
It's the other one.
16.
Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous. You've overpowered him by one. So you have successfully overpowered him. You are not being strangled at this point, so you can't speak if you want.
We could have telepathically
I roll
anyway.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, the spores aren't always present.
Okay.
I roll over and get on top of him and start strangling him with his... Okay. That's part of one, right?
Yeah, you can do that.
This is all happening.
Airmail, please roll perception with disadvantage.
I don't want him to know.
No, he's close enough.
All right. 18.
He rolled over and started
17.
Raven. 17?
Yeah, plus my 5, so 22.
Okay, you just start to slowly wake up, but they're still pretty quiet, so you're still trying to figure out what's...
Are we all still out of it? Except
Everyone's out except for Crow and Raven, and he's strangling them. Raven cannot speak. So
I look over.
Hold on. Roll a d6 for damage. Because you're strangling him.
Three.
Okay.
And I look over to you and I go.
He's trying. Raven's trying to get out of the grasp, yes.
A little confused, I assume I'm dreaming and roll back over to go back to sleep.
Roll another strength check. As he tries to get out.
I can't see anything.
6.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
He starts to break free a little bit, but it's still not strong enough to take it off. He can't speak yet. You've actually crushed part of his throat.
Yes. Suck it, Raven.
He'll never sing again.
He's literally fighting you, and you can see the red in his eyes, like where strangle victims get the red in their eyes. It's definitely there, and you can decide what you want to do from there.
I lean down to his ear, and I go, "Remember what I said." And I lick his cheek, and I lay off.
You lay off?
Yeah.
Okay, he sets up and he tries to tackle you.
Oh my god. Fight, this is it.
Well, is that tackle gonna wake me up this time?
It's gonna wake more than you up.
Oh my god.
It's gonna wake you more than up.
Wake you good? More than up.
More than up, you wake.
To see if you can stop him from pushing.
6.
Okay, he knocks you on the ground. He actually knocks you over into the corner where the deep gnomes were. Nope, where they were. And bumps into his shoe shawl.
Is it dark in this cave?
Yeah, it's pretty dark. I mean, there's enough light that you would even as a human you can see some in there. You can see everywhere around, but it's all dim light. You wake Shushal up and he's like, whoa, what's going on here? Doesn't wake anyone else up yet. He's knocked you on the ground, he's trying to strangle you.
I look up at Shushal and I just smile.
Shushal, you can tell that he does not like conflict very much and sort of pushes himself away from you guys and moves away. and looks almost as if he might go tell someone else. But Raven's on top of you. What would you like to do? He's trying to strangle you still. Strangle you back. You gonna try to flip over again one more time? This is probably your last chance before Shushal gets out.
I just try to push him off, man.
Okay, one more strength check.
7?
Rolls a 2. Okay, you pushing him off.
That's what real life. That's what
this is. This is like a serious slap. What's over here rolling 7s really? And 2s?
Shushal walks over to the closest person, which is Aramil, and shakes you awake a little bit. And says, they're fighting over there.
Who's winning?
I don't know. I didn't want to be a part of it. I'm going to wake the others.
Thanks, Shushine. I come walking over here, rubbing the sleep from my eyes, and investigate. But I don't get involved.
Okay. Raven's definitely got the upper hand at this moment.
Okay. I grab Raven by the back of the neck. Strength check.
No.
Okay. And I lift him up off of Crow.
Okay.
He's already pushed off of me. You just lift him up.
Okay. I just lift him up.
Okay.
And hold him up there and ask Crow, what in the heck is going on? What are you doing?
He wanted to cuddle with me.
I wanted him dead. And he's like trying to wiggle out of your
head. I feel like you two are on different pages here. Which one is true? Did I really see you choking him?
Let's just say
in my sleep, or was that just what was going on there?
Let's just say he touched me.
I wish I could just get a straight answer out of you once.
Are they thinking about boobs yet?
No. I'm not thinking about boobs. Thanks to Sleepy here. I just pushed Raven out of the way.
Okay.
Into this little space over here.
He sees that there's two of you and he doesn't want to mess with you guys, so he actually turns around and walks away if you guys aren't doing anything else. And also sort of
I really want him dead.
Mostly asleep.
I want him dead too.
And you can do whatever you want.
Good thing.
But I don't want the blood on my hands.
Good thing I didn't wake up.
I'm surprised he doesn't.
If I kill Raven, do you want the blood for your hands?
Don't touch him.
Oh, wow.
What a weirdo. I just go back over here and spoon Carito again.
Shushar is just wide awake and he's just sort of watching over everyone now.
Go to sleep, Shushine. You're creeping me out.
I lay next to Shushar. Go to sleep.
She's trying to inspire him to sleep.
He just sort of sets down and he continues to watch. Are you staying awake the rest of the night?
Nope, I'm going back to sleep.
You guys go back to sleep, and nothing else happens. Next morning, you guys all wake up.
Including me?
Yep, including you.
Full health?
Where are those arrows at?
The deep gnomes apparently have them and think that they could be of use. Would you stop thinking about boobs, because that's all I see?
I walk over. You guys have the bolts, right?
No.
They look at you almost half like trying to inspect you, and the boy sort of leans over and says, and whispers a little bit, and she goes, yeah, we got the bolts.
Was there any poison left on them?
I don't know. And she actually pulls it out in front of you and looks at it.
Snatcher.
And it looks fairly dried on it. Probably not going to be much use.
Alright, well, I was just thinking about it when I was over there napping.
Sherry puts it back.
I trust that you guys know what you're doing with those.
They're already broken. They've already broken it off. It's just the shard that they have.
Cool. Elvira!
Oh my god!
Elvira!
Goodness gracious.
In the beginning of the morning, you guys see. Where'd he go? Where'd Scarface go? This is Scarface, right?
The blue guy.
You see Scarface come up to the gate, and he sort of looks at the Quaggoth that's sort of keeping guard, and he sort of says something to them, and he walks away. And this guy, his name is Jorlin, he has you guys' food for the day. He's got the scars all over his face, and he starts handing the food to you guys. Aramel, you were the one that told him about the breakout, right?
Yep.
All right. As you...
Oh, boobadoo.
Doobie-doo.
Boobadoo. I've just got boobs on mine, guys. Sorry.
As you come up to him, he sort of glances over his shoulder back at the guard post and looks back at you and says, "Were you looking to get away out of this place?"
Not me. Boobadoo is. Or Babadoo or Babadook. Okay.
Am I still standing there?
Yep.
What's his name?
Jorlin.
Hey, Jorlin.
Yes.
I've noticed the way they treat you.
Yes.
That's gotta suck, man.
I'm just happy that Shore is getting what he deserves from you.
Oh. If you could... Can you send a message
he's,
to...
He's speaking of the other guy that shot him with the bolts.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Can you send a message to my lady?
Yavara, no. That despicable creature. She's ruined my life.
The man on the inside.
Hey, are you are you looking to get out of here?
No, I do not want to leave, but I could help you if you want.
Oh.
Anything to hurt Elvira.
Well, I think we might have a deal. We'll talk to Babadook.
There is no deal. I will tell you what will happen. I will leave this gate unlocked. Later today, and I, during the change of the gods, I will remove them from their posts. You will have only moments. Okay. This is your only chance to leave.
What's our best route?
I will help you no further. Decide what you want. I don't care if you live or die. I just want our reputation destroyed.
And at that point, he walks, starts to walk away.
Hey!
I'm assuming that
before you leave.
Okay, he turns briefly for 1 second.
You're just blowing his face.
You don't have stool, so you can't do it.
Oh. I still have stool.
Wait, he's standing right next to me.
I don't think I was, but
yeah, you said you came up there.
He sees the images in his mind, and he says, "I've had that before."
Oh!
Continues to walk.
It's like,
burn.
Yeah, he's gone.
This guy comes back.
He basically told you that he would give you some sort of signal of that's the time. Well, obviously, he's got to unlock the door, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy eventually comes back.
Hey, guys, come back here.
Elvira.
Nobody. Court, get back here. Crow, come here. We gotta figure this out.
You don't need him back there.
We got this telepathic.
You don't want to communicate to everybody in there. I don't want that orc free.
Yeah, me neither.
What? Why?
He's an orc.
Well, he's heard this conversation as well. It wasn't just you guys.
Drats.
A majority of the people heard what was going on.
Who didn't hear? Shushar?
No, he's going to stay that way.
Shushar definitely heard. The prince did not, and okay. The two little deep gnomes did not.
What, this thing heard it?
Yeah. Eldith the dwarf, yes.
No, this thing.
That's Eldith the dwarf.
Yeah. Dwarf men look a lot like dwarf women.
Yes, they do.
That's in the character sheet. It is. It's definitely not much difference.
Shushar looks at everyone and is like, we must get to my city. My city will help us. We must get there. It is not very far.
I inform the little dark...
Deep gnomes?
Deep gnomes of what's going on.
Okay.
Since they didn't
know.
They look pretty eager of, oh crap, we better get on this.
Yeah.
Raven is still sort of indifferent and... hanging back.
I punch Raven in the face.
He's far enough away from you. You have to walk over to him.
I'm going to. Because I'm tired of his crap. I punch him right in the nose. Eldith. And tell him he can stay.
Eldith is not very happy with what you're doing.
I don't care. That she dwarf can shut it.
He slides down to the ground with a bloody nose. But the orc is definitely in this conversation and walking up to you guys.
Do I remember the bed?
The bed?
Yeah, was there... Yeah. Was there, like, space underneath the bed?
No, it looked like...
It went all the way to the ground?
Yeah, it was all the way to the ground.
Okay. You gonna move up here? You're just hanging out back here. With your stool.
My
stool's over there.
Okay.
The drow walks up to you guys and is like... Are we all trying to get out together?
Sure. Do you know your way around here?
He does.
I do know of some places. The armory is above the cave outside, where the guards are. That is where they keep most of their possessions.
How heavily guarded is it?
There's always at least two people inside that building. Up above, it's locked. Or not locked, there. Up above, it is unsecure. There should be nothing up there.
Other than weapons. Above this?
Yes.
So we'd be contending with those three that we know are hanging out there, plus...
There's only two.
So we're dealing with those two, and then straight up is empty? Because they're guarding that, or it's there two, and then up two?
Well, we don't know what guards are all going to be
the,
right.
They might not even be there.
Right.
Shushar speaks up, and he's like, well, Jorgen, he said that he would take care of the guards, hopefully. So they may not be there.
Sure. But I don't want to plan for worst case.
That would be quite unfortunate for us.
Is there a ladder leading up there?
Yeah, you guys have noticed that there's something going up, yes.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but...
Did you sleep with it?
Elvira took me to a sex dungeon. And there was a treasure chest down there. I still don't know if it's a trap or if there was something valuable in it. We might want to check that out on our way out.
I did forget, but there was actually several other chests around. When you guys were in the barracks cleaning, at the end of every bed, there was sort of a chest that looked like sort of like their possession. It wasn't really a chest, but it was like a box.
Footlocker.
Yeah, almost like they had their possessions in them as well.
We need to find where our weapons and stuff are at.
Yep.
I'm assuming it's the armory.
If they're not already using them, from what I understand.
Jerks.
Right. You see that Papadou is, he speaks up and he's like, Gravelstool. Gravelstool is a place that I would very much like to get to. It's the place of the Duergar. They all live there. They're the dwarfs of the Underdark. That would be a nice place for us to go. We could get weapons.
I doubt it.
We could get armaments.
We had trouble with the Duergar before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Didn't two of them just show up with that super special power?
And like one hit?
Yeah, one hit everybody. Yeah, no.
Were you barely escaped?
Shut up, Duradookie, or whatever your name is. Boobadookie, Babadookie.
Creatures are also Bup-a-doo. Good and evil. There's all types. Whether or not these Duergar that attacked you, they may not be all of them. I lived in the city. They are not all evil. There's plenty of them that do not like surface dwellers, but I could get you in.
I stand next to the Bupadoo and I tell him I want to go with him.
You want to go with him?
Yeah, to the city.
Who's Bupadoo?
You know the Duergar are not dwarves. They're the dark dwarves. The underdark dwarves.
Just close enough.
Okay.
He said he wants to get elements. That's what I want.
Okay.
I'm with Fishface. If he's nearby.
How about you? Undifferent.
Undecided.
What's my decision?
Prince Dyrdale just sort of looks at you guys and says, I'm welcome to go with anyone.
That's right.
I don't care. I just want out of this prison.
What's wrong, princess?
Princess. Man, how does anybody like you?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a really nice guy. I'm very persuasive.
Jim Jar sort of smiles and says, so which way are you guys going to go? This isn't even a plan. We're going to go outside this gate, and then what?
We're going to hit the armory and destroy their god
statue.
Then we're going to go down to the crane.
Okay, all that sounds really good so far.
We're going to the crane?
Yes, the crane will lower us down.
We can just jump in a barrel and jump off the bridge on the water.
It's gotta be a really
The drow sort of looks at you and it's like,
That may not be so wise.
Yeah.
There is a creature who lives down there.
What? Like a...
It is an ooze of some sort.
An ooze?
Wait. I would not suggest that.
Don't worry, I'm on my...
Unless we are desperate. If that is the case, then I will be the first to jump.
The first to jump where?
Over the waterfall, if we're desperate.
Why would you be the first?
Because I'm desperate. I think I could still make it.
Oh, okay.
So that's our plan?
Yes. When we hit at the armory, you two little guys, I want you guys to hide out close to the gates or to the bridges, and if anyone comes, it'll be your guys' job to attack.
Give it as a hoo-hoo! Hoo-hoo! Yeah.
That's right.
That's what I say when I walk through the hood.
And then when we start fighting, you'll be able to flank. After that, it's all holds bars.
Oh yeah, holds bars.
Okay.
Everyone okay with this plan? Just want to make sure the plan is set.
I blacked out. What were you saying?
Big Prince boy knows what's going on, right?
Prince knows.
I want you guys to head straight to the crane, get it load up and everything, while we head down. I'll head down personally to the chamber.
You hear Jim Jar start laughing. And what do you think all the drow here are going to be doing? Like, we're just walking down. You think they're just going to let us walk right by them? Are you silly? What's going on with your mind?
Silly.
And he leans over to Bubba Doo and says, I bet you 15 gold this ain't going to work.
And I look at him and I say, booga booga.
Booga booga.
I'll tell you what. I'll follow you as long as you're the first person.
Where? Follow me where?
Wherever you want to go, but you're going to be in front of me.
I'm going to trust this little guy.
Wait, is he the one talking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jimmy
John.
He's also a deep gnome.
You're going to follow me when I go off path and hurt your chances of getting out of here.
No, I'm just saying once we get out of this place, if you're wanting to go all the way across the whole place, you can be first.
Do you have a better plan? The crane's our best place, way to get out.
The crane is a good place, but I don't see how we're going to get there. I almost want to take my chances with the waterfall.
I'm going to ask...
Or maybe we could climb down.
I'm going to ask this guy's dark drow that was down here, what's at the end of the hallways? The two doors that are shut. Have you been in either room?
He sort of looks at you and is like, those are the scouting ridges. They keep an eye on the cave below.
Alright. Is there any way to seal off the Quaggoths?
No, there's no gate. It's just like a den.
So we don't need those three jumping in and getting involved.
Does General have his armor? Uh-uh. No one has any armor? Uh-uh. So our stealth checks will be...
Normal.
Either plus or normal.
Yeah. Alright. With that, you guys... you guys hear some moving outside. Some people are moving around.
I get up close to the gate.
Okay. You see Jorlin walking across this bridge coming towards you guys.
I tell Jerinor... Well, I tell everybody, but Jerinor has a little rock. Mm-hmm. Ask him if he can tell if it's sharp enough to cut the rope on the bridges. Or maybe do some damage to him.
That's not for me to decide.
Who?
Huh?
We don't want to hurt Jernor.
He's talking about cutting the bridges to cut them off.
Yeah. You can break the bridge.
The little dagger would not do much damage.
You can't, like, cut through.
No, but I imagine if we get into the armory, we should be able to get weapons to cut
those.
Armory's
way over there, though.
No, the armory's right here.
That's it?
It's right above it.
Here.
Okay.
So I say, I don't think that'll work, but just let me lead the way.
Who has the fastest move speed?
I think we're all 30 feet, right?
I'm 25.
What about the creatures we're with? Seem faster than 30?
Yes.
I don't believe so. I think they're all 30 or 25.
We're 25.
A couple 20s.
Little dwarven legs.
And 30s.
Little stubs.
And 10.
Who's right. the 10?
Stool.
I got him, though. Stool's he's with me. Carried.
I say we make a break for the armory and throw weapons down.
We gotta get armed. Or we're running down there.
Throw them down below, so there's gonna be so we can people upstairs.
Oh, throw them down.
Throw them down the stairs.
So we're not all climbing the ladder.
Alright, at this you see Jorlin sort of walk up.
Crow, you're ready.
He,
put your shirt on.
He takes this Qui-Goth back into the den. And you can faintly hear crunching of bones and stuff.
Like he's feeding him or something?
Yeah, as if he's feeding him.
Oh, I thought they killed him.
No, and they come back. He comes back, and he just sort of looks at you guys and is like, now's your time. And he walks in front of the lock and unlocks it. As he's basically feeding you guys, he's basically brought his food and
okay.
feeding you guys. Mm-hmm. Unlocks it and says, wait here for a few moments. And then once you see the guards move away, that is your time to go.
What guards?
Those two.
These two. You see him stand there for a moment, and he's talking. And he is just normally talking. And then he starts to walk away, but you only see one guard walk away with him. And they both go away. Another one sort of looks down at the gate where you guys are at.
Okay.
And he's just constantly looking at you. And he starts to slowly walk out. Over across the bridge towards you guys.
Alright.
Give me one second.
We gotta get his attention and bring him closer.
He wanted to say that. Why do you say that?
This door, this gate, does it open outwards?
Yes.
Or does it slide?
The way they built this map in the book is not big enough to what it should be. Let's say it opens inward.
Okay.
So that you can't knock them off. Give me one second. I just need to look at one thing here. Alright, so as you guys see this guy come across.
God, I'm glad I got that out of the way.
He's just walking slowly, just sort of looking at you guys. You hear almost a flapping. Like almost like wings start flapping. And you see this giant shadow go flying across. In the cave. Like, you just see the shadows and goes right across, and it catches the drow's attention. He sort of looks around like, what the crap's going on? And then all of a sudden you see another shadow go right into him, and all you see left is the bottom part of his torso, and it just sort of and just falls off the bridge.
Oh, nuts. Should we really be leaving?
If he needs number two or not.
And that's it. And, yeah. And,
stool.
You hear a screech. In the background, a loud
screech,
it sort of shakes sort of the
Chitulu.
A lot. It's very loud.
I cut my hands around my mouth and I say, "Is that you, Zook?"
Not you don't hear anything. Okay. You do start to hear an alarm bell, large. I mean, it's
we gotta
loud.
Run. You run out. You gotta roll.
Are you opening the door?
Yeah.
Quietly.
The alarm's going off. Quietly. I can't hear it.
It's not very quiet.
Very loudly. We good?
So far, you are.
Alright, we're making a dash for the armory. Whee! Climb the ladder! Let's
go. I follow behind him.
Hold on. Is everyone just running straight in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I walk up to Prince. I guess I run up to Prince.
Prince.
Prince Darren Jail.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do me a favor? This is all happening while everything's going on.
Okay. The screen.
Slows down?
Depends on what the favor is.
I'm assuming the orc is leaving.
Yes.
Stool is with
now,
you.
All the NPCs are going as fast as they can.
Dread.
Can you...
I forget Stool.
Oh, yeah. Can I be throwing weapons down?
Not yet.
Can you act dumb and go into where the other
or whatever.
Qui-Goth.
Are, and tell them that it's just a drill and you had to leave your post at the crane.
We need him.
I don't believe that I can do that. They would recognize me. They know who I am.
But he looks the same.
He's got less hair on his back.
Yeah, I guess.
He doesn't have a weapon either. All right, you guys are moving.
Thanks
out.
Anyways.
All right, so you guys all move out. Eldith stays on the post for the ropes going towards the cells, the Qui-Goths, and so doesn't Prince Darendil.
Who does? Oh, the dwarf.
Yeah, they don't stand there, but they're... You guys are all inside that central room.
Oh, we're all in here?
Yep. Are any of you guys looking around or doing anything before you get in, or you guys are all just running in?
I want a weapon.
Perception check.
For what?
I'm up in the
I want to see if there's weapons already there, if there's traces of them returning. What are we looking for? Bat droppings. Any clues as to
you can
what
go up the
top.
I'm up there.
Is there are there actual chairs there?
Yes. There's two chairs.
Could I take up a chair and kick off one of the legs?
I was gonna do that.
I punched Raven in the face and knocked him unconscious.
So I mean, still do.
It's gonna be hard. You guys are still chained.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
You guys are still restrained.
Dang.
So, at this point, Kirito, you're up. You were able to climb up, and you actually see that.
Is there a key for manacles?
Inside there. Not where you are. You don't see one.
Okay.
I'm looking
up. Is anyone else going upstairs with him?
I'll go up.
I'm looking up above the bridge to see if I can make out what in any shadows.
Flying spiders or anything? Or flying?
Yeah, anything on the ceilings
okay,
or above.
Perception?
That's what I'm afraid of. I don't care about the drow anymore.
It killed a drow.
It doesn't matter.
A 7.
You don't see much, but you do. All you guys hear a large commotion over in this area right here. And you guys see some flashing light. Like explosions and stuff are going on. And you just hear screeching from over there.
Wow.
Kirito, once you get up the top, you see a full armory.
Full armory.
You got chain shirts, suits of studded armor, shields, hand crossbows, short swords, 400 foot long silk rope.
400 feet.
100 foot each.
Oh.
Does that have to?
Two bags of iron spikes and some building hammers.
Yeah, boy.
You also notice that there's a chest.
Which chest? My chest?
Pretty large chest. As well.
Your chest.
Okay.
It does not look like the same as what was in Elvara's thing. It's like more of a box than a chest.
Alright, well, I immediately start throwing stuff down.
Okay.
Just handfuls of stuff.
I also went up the ladder with him. Or whatever.
Okay.
Do I see a stuff too?
There is 10 daggers as well. That's pretty much what you guys see. There's just like this long, giant box. It's a sizable box.
Mm-hmm.
You get lots of stuff.
Good teamwork.
We just need to make sure we arm everyone before we worry about it.
I want to go to that box.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Swear to God.
Six chains, chain shirts, and some suited armor.
I got a chain shirt.
Okay.
And a sword.
You open the box?
And a crossbow and a shield.
You're able to open the box fine, and what you see inside is a majority of your guys' stuff.
Yay!
Majority?
Yes. I pick it up and I start.
All of your rations are gone. And all of your gold is not in there.
Bollocks!
But most of your equipment is still there. It looks like they were in the process of sorting it and getting it ready.
Does that mean I can delete my gold?
I drag the box over.
You can delete
over.
What?
My gold on here.
Yes, you have no gold.
Out of all the
no edibles either.
Out of all the weapons up there, what's the thing with the best damage? Would you say?
The best damage.
Just real quickly, yeah.
You're gonna melee.
Mm-hmm.
There's only short swords and daggers, other than the stuff that you already had.
Oh, there's a hammer or something you said.
That's just a building hammer.
Golden
it's a little hammer, like to hit nails in.
What about break chains with?
You could try it.
What would be better than a short sword or that?
Oh, you're saying you're going to attack it? Or are you going to try to, like, break it with a sword, or are you going to try to pry it open? Like, to break a chain link by twisting it. You're going to want to use the hammers.
All right, so I grab the hammer, and then I go to Jiranora.
Is my Book of the Dead still in there?
Off his
pretty much chains. All of your stuff is in there.
Everything but gold and rations.
Everything but gold and rations.
So delete your rations.
So you guys can go up there and start getting stuff out.
I'm trying to break his chains.
All
right. Break everything. Throwing a bunch of
roll,
stuff.
Roll strength with advantage.
Fifteen.
Doesn't break it. You guys can both roll perception check.
Both of us?
Yeah.
7.
Plus
15.
That's what he got in total.
Perception.
He's already got it because it does that for you. That's right.
15, though? 15. All right. You notice there's a small box that's on the wall.
Can't
just
open
a small
it.
Box. Yeah. I think
he can. Only he knows it?
Yep.
He's gonna get stabbed again. Stick a dagger and open it like this.
When you open it up, it has several keys inside.
Oh,
but not, I mean, there's just like 4 or 5 different rings of keys.
I grab all of them.
You still are hearing explosions and screeching outside.
But we're not in the open,
I grab 2 with one hand, 2 with the other, and I toss 2 down to the people below, and then I yell down, try to unchain yourself with these keys. If you find that one that works, pass it around.
I grab those keys.
Okay.
And then
at this point, you hear the alarm once more.
I try to unlock his with key number 2.
Doesn't work.
Key number 3.
Stop. While you're doing this.
Nuts. Nope, we're done.
Quiet guys, start coming out.
Cut the rope on the bridge.
From the loud noise.
We have to get the big guy before we can cut the rope.
That's what you say upstairs, right?
What?
So no one can hear you're upstairs.
Shout it down.
I'm standing in the doorway.
No, you're up top.
Where's all spores?
Telepathic.
Huh? Yeah, telepathic. Spores,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Spores.
All right, so I hear that, and having my short sword in hand,
okay.
I'm going to rush forward, call him back. Hey, Prince Darren Dilio, get your bottom back here. We're going to cut that rope.
Okay.
Come on.
It works.
3?
He comes back.
Him and myself.
Okay.
Is he coming back?
Yes.
So we're both free now?
Yes.
Hey, guys. Court.
Yep.
I throw him the key. This is the one that works. Started unlocking everyone.
Do I just catch it?
Oh, no.
Yeah, but you don't know which one it is.
No, I threw in the right one.
Yeah,
you you just took it off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, that's fine. You got it.
I unchained myself.
Okay. At this point, you see this giant beast land on the bridge here. And it just lands here.
Oh, my goodness.
It goes, but it's not really paying attention much to you guys.
Wait, is it a dragon?
No.
Can you turn it for a picture?
Maybe it's not attacking you.
Well.
Not yet.
It's not paying attention.
What are you doing?
Oh, he just wants it for the picture.
Get him out of here.
Then you ran out there.
No, I didn't.
The picture's there, you ran out.
No, I didn't.
That room is so full.
You don't have to wait a minute.
So, it lands here. It lands here, but it's facing the other way. And you... Who's in the doorway there? That's you, Aaron.
That's me.
You continue to see, like, sparks start flying up against the wall over here as if someone's casting some stuff.
Okay.
Trying to fight this thing. And it just takes off again.
I wasn't done.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just so you guys know, this thing ripped the drow in half.
Yes, we need to be careful, I think is what you're suggesting.
Just so you guys know.
But that also means that they're under attack by something other than us.
Correct.
We're not attacking them at all.
The enemy of my
enemy.
Oh, we're going.
It takes off. The Qui-Goths start marching. Like,
I throw a weapon
really
to...
fast.
What's his name? Prince Darren Dill gets himself
Prince
a weapon
Darindale?
And
yep.
Is looking to cut the ropes, right? Because we coordinated that attack so he could get across
sort of,
and cut it.
He sort of fumbles it around like this and it's like... And starts trying to hack at it.
Yeah. Let's get multiple people on this.
I'm going to go. I have the key. I'm going to go unlock Crow's chains, and then keeping the key to myself, I go around to each person and unlock it, except for Aramil. I just kind of look at Aramil, and I walk close to the edge.
That's a wall.
Oh.
That simulates a wall. It's fully around. Except for the two open doors.
When I go over to the bridge and I kind of stare at Aramil and I say, I have the key in my hand, kind of dangling it over the edge. And I say something like, for all the bad things you say about dwarves, it would be a shame if it was a dwarf that was the reason you died. And I kind of like, go like this.
So I check keys 1 and 4 that were thrown down to me by Corito.
It's the only one.
Okay. I say, man, that would suck. Throw the other two into the water. Let's see how that works out for you.
Eleth looks at you and says, we don't have time for this.
This is not the time.
The Pygoss are basically on top of the rope bridge now.
Oh, it's not broken?
Huh?
He's hacking
I've already let you guys walk out with the alarm, go upstairs, hand everyone all their weapons, check all the keys before these guys even came out. I think we're good.
Oh, I was gonna help him instead of just mess around with the key.
No.
Yeah, how about we hack that bridge down?
Prince Daredevil hacks several times, and it's not enough to destroy this thing. He turns around to you guys. Are you still doing anything?
There's
plenty of time.
We shut the gate, and Raven is still inside and locked.
Okay.
What's these backstories? Are they here?
I didn't notice that, but if that's what you guys did, that's fine.
What?
That's what we decided.
What's whose backstories?
These guys.
The Quaigoths? Or the Drow? Or the prisoners?
The Quaigoth.
The Quaigoths are just like the beef, the strength of the Drow.
But they want to be there.
They're slaves, yeah.
They are slaves.
They're fine being with them.
They're pets.
Yeah, I would say they're something like pets, almost.
I take the key and I look at Aramil and I say, make sure your actions are louder than your words. And I just kind of toss it out of
the suite. Do we have torches from the stuff that was upstairs?
Basically anything that's in your inventory except
for... Magic powers now.
We just need to light that bridge on fire.
Tiefling?
Those dudes are right there. Right.
Well,
yeah, I'm going to push through with a lit torch and set this stupid bridge on fire because I'm over it.
Yeah.
While they were messing around with the key, I'm putting on my chainmail and... I toss Kirito his stuff, and I still have the box since we're free now. I still have the box, and where are we dropping things?
Oh, we don't have our stuff yet.
No. You guys have been dropping.
You have weapons, you but we don't
been,
have.
You guys armor. Have been dropping stuff down. Yeah. Okay. They're getting equipped.
All right.
You guys are fairly.
Did you say we
ready.
Found studded armor?
You did find stuff.
Yeah, until we figure out who gets what other than our starting equipment.
Right now, you guys are just frantically grabbing whatever. You just have it all.
So we just grabbed everything.
I have all of your equipment right now.
Give you my stuff.
Well, we have our stuff, but you have all the extra stuff.
Prince Daredevil.
I think we have our stuff.
Right and says, he looks at you and is like, we don't have time for this. Run now.
I'm trying to set the bridge on fire. We don't have time for this.
It'll run right through it. What are you talking about?
How fast do you think this thing's going to burn? It's fire. What is that, a rock branch?
You have like a little torch.
Yeah, and I'm trying to set the fire on the wood.
It
won't be enough. And he pushes you back with his strength.
I chop down and I start running. I'm not waiting for these guys.
Is he going to stand in the gap?
Prince Darendel runs out straight in.
Whoa. Mind control him.
And tries to stop
him. Mind control.
Hold on. So my understanding, there was some confusion. My understanding is when Kirito came up the ladder, he started just going to the wall and started throwing the weapons of the...
Yep.
And I found the box.
Yep.
Well, he found the...
Yep.
I see the box, yep. And I start taking my stuff out and Kirito's stuff out, and I still have everyone else's stuff in the box. They don't have their stuff yet, but they have weapons and whatever.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Okay. Throw the box down.
Can I throw the box down without crushing anyone?
Yeah.
That's my question. All right. So I throw the box down and say, that's all your gear. Gear up, guys.
I grab all my stuff.
They begin to put stuff on, yes.
Yeah. So basically
That should have happened a long time ago.
So basically he just has all the extra stuff that...
You realize that the stupid thing is going to come flying across the bridge, right?
You see, Kirito, as you're walking across the bridge, you see several Quaggoths standing there and a bunch of drow. Mm-hmm. And where'd she go? Where'd Ilvara go?
She's probably somewhere trying to sleep with someone.
She is like standing like right here, casting a bunch of spells. There's several drow all huddled around this one demon. Okay, the Quaggoth Prince Dirindil is trying to fight them off. What are the rest of you guys doing?
Do I see a greatsword on the wall? Anywhere?
I've already set fire to the bridge. It's not going to do anything, but I'm going to slowly
burn it down. I come back down with the group.
So you're still burning it?
At least setting a timer to it.
I just ran down to that box that poisoned me.
You're going to wait for a second.
Nope, I'm already down.
I still have...
I already moved.
I'm down still. Here.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and I'm going to go ahead and start gearing up while this thing's setting fire.
You're going to what?
While we're setting fire to this, I'm going to go ahead and start putting the gear on. Mail.
Okay.
Oh, whatnot. My shield... Have a weapon.
Are you moving? You're just moving away from him. So you put on your armor, jump down, and then ran away from everybody.
This is accurate.
I ran through them. Stealthing though.
Okay. I want to.
You want to move half speed?
That's fine. They can catch up to me if they can catch me.
Okay.
I'm not gonna sit there and just talk amongst ourselves while we're being chased.
Okay. I want to push my way through the crowd as I come down, and I want to talk out to this guy.
That's a good roll.
And see if I can convince him to 25. Come back.
I'm out.
See if you can get him to come back.
Yeah.
He is fully engaged in combat, and he doesn't pay any attention to you.
Gosh.
At all.
I just feel a 25 for stealth.
Okay, that's fine. You make it in. While they're all trying to put on their gear, you're trying to get down in there.
Go.
Crow?
There's no way.
Anything from you?
Did your torch fail?
Did I give up?
Yeah, well, I've set fire to the bridge.
He's set fire.
Fast.
He set fire to it?
Yes, it is on fire.
Are our buddies
on
it?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Then I...
No, he's dead. Because
he's trying to hold it down. He's not going to be able to hold it down against four.
We're going to have to go down the waterfall now.
He's
the only thing that could have got us down.
He's right here. Basically, trying to hold them off.
To get to...
Oh, he... Okay, it's...
Yeah, he basically charged down and is trying to hold them off.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying we're going to fuse.
Yeah.
I wish you
could
have stopped.
Do we have our spells? We always have spells, right? Other than this field.
You have basically, you can try whatever you want.
I cast Thaumaturgy on the flames.
Okay.
On that he lit the bridge on fire to make
it like
brighter. Brighter? Okay. It makes it brighter.
You did, didn't you? That just ruined my life.
Oh, gosh.
I was gonna leave them all.
Don't worry about it because it falls.
Keys 1 through 4.
As you fan the flames, the rope bridge starts to blast.
No, I have one key.
I didn't fan the flames.
I just
made them
1 and 4 off into the water because somebody was being a jerk and wouldn't undo my manacles.
Why cobwebs are amazing right there.
Totally right. Amazing.
The bridge starts to fail.
And I yell at the prince, "Get back here!"
He hears you and turns around, but when he turns around, it doesn't look like he's sane anymore. Like, his eyes are, like, fully enraged.
He's gone.
And he just turns back and just starts, like, going crazy on the last couple of them.
Madness!
Not the prince.
This is Cake Town.
Not the prince.
I start moving through.
Eldith looks around and goes, "We must keep moving.
Anything?
I'll hold anyone off that comes."
Have I made it to the box yet?
You are downstairs. Since you know where you were, and you're basically the only one that's come in there, I need to roll something.
I bet you think you've lost something.
Please.
Yeah.
Roll a perception check.
Ooh, that's not good. 16.
You notice 8 eyes in the pillows off to the one side that are just sort of looking at you.
Yeah, but I'm stealthy.
He's ready.
All right, I turn around and just run away.
Do you shut the door?
Hmm. How big is he? Eight eyes? How spread apart are they?
He's pretty big.
How spread apart?
Fine, I can take a hint. Jeez.
No, you can go in there, by all means.
Okay, I just come up here and say, hey, you guys want to fight a god?
A god?
Spider god.
Hey, you guys.
There's a statue, and then there's just a spider that looks like the other spiders that ate the priest.
Huh? Mm. There's a cold chest.
You guys are right there.
Oh.
As the rest of them all start moving this way. You guys are not so stealthy, and they sort of see you, and Ilvar goes, the prisoners!
I throw a javelin right at her.
A what?
A javelin.
No!
You throw a javelin at her?
It's around my back. I just hike it up, and then...
As you're throwing it, you just picture her naked again, and now you have to roll with disadvantage.
Go ahead and roll.
Roll what?
You
hit?
Yeah.
I don't like you, Jerinor.
16.
It hits? How much damage?
I don't like you, Jerinor.
10.
Oh, I really don't like... 10 with a javelin?
Yep.
Yeah. It's a d12.
D6.
No, it's not.
Plus my bonus.
It's not no
D12.
He's got a D5. The javelin cleaves part of her arm, and she's definitely starts bleeding a little bit, and she says, "You, keep on him. The rest of you, stop the prisoners."
The rest of them.
Great.
And they actually, this guy stays engaged, but you see a line of people start running towards.
Does that thing get opportunity attacks?
It's not moving.
Did we decide that bridge failed or not?
Yes, the bridge is gone.
This one?
Yes. And you see that Prince Jarendil starts becoming overwhelmed. Just move it out of there. Yeah,
goodbye! He's going to see his people.
Oh, right on the table. That's some WCW stuff.
No, he's still there. You can tell that he's getting overtaken.
I really just want to jump.
Jump?
That's not my style, though. Look at the door.
Hey, guys, we can still fight the spider. I really want that chest.
Which chest? Elvira's or... Zing.
At this point, you see Ront just jump off the bridge.
Ront?
The orc.
Oh,
the orc.
Who cares? I throw a javelin at him, too.
Man, what did you guys
just
do?
Just down after him.
We're all equals in a prison.
Any perception on his survival?
Yeah, I was going
to
say shut down.
You guys just see him go into the abyss. He's gone.
Okay, what about Fishface? Hey, I yelled back to old Fishface back there. Was this the way out? Jump down from here? Shoshar?
Well, obviously, you guys had some rope. Wouldn't that be much easier than just jumping?
That would make more sense.
Who's got the rope?
We have a lot of rope.
We have
400 feet.
Let's string it up. Let's go.
Wait, on the other side of this bridge again. Burn it down.
I don't care.
I toss the lengths of rope to Court. I tell him to start tying.
We're going to run out of time.
Well, that's why I'm telling him to start tying.
Well, that's why I'm saying if we run over there and burn down that bridge again.
That one?
Bottleneck them. Fight off who's ever in front while we burn down the bridge.
You mean go over here?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm done with that.
Wait, I don't understand.
Start tying the stuff off here.
Yeah,
retreat back to here.
Hey, guys, tie the stuff over here and let's burn down this bridge.
So they can't, okay.
Bottleneck them at the entrance.
They probably have crossbows.
That's fine. Definitely. We have shields.
Man. Court's gone.
Whoever pushed him. Whoever has the highest AC needs to be in the front here with their shields.
Yeah.
I will risk my life, Elda says, and she runs up and holds her shield
tightly.
She's the dwarf.
Against the wall.
Good. I've got enough of her crap.
I thought you were a dwarf lover now.
No. Oh. Once does not make you stay.
We're still going to try to destroy
several,
the bridge.
Come through.
So, yeah. Light it on fire.
I still got the torch, so.
Yep, light it on fire.
I'm lighting it on fire.
I don't know how you guys destroyed it last time.
Bridge on fire.
I don't know how you guys destroyed it last time, but you need to destroy this one too.
You see, who's over on that side? Aramil?
Yep.
You can tell that Prince has fallen and the Qui-Goths just push him over.
I start to tie the rope together.
Okay. Are you on that side? Where are you tying it?
Yeah, we're over here. We're going
to
tie it.
And I'm just tying the length end to end.
Oh, end to end?
Okay. This guy makes it all the way to the bridge and starts to walk across.
Hey, Eric, did you have to do something? Or, Crow, we need this bridge gone.
I understand.
Do the thing already.
Do I see if he has
a bow? Did you change your hair? Huh?
Do the two of them have bows?
Yes.
Oh, there's three of them.
All of them have bows.
I yell out to the woman dwarf. I say, shield wall! And we get behind her shields.
Okay.
Let her take it like a boss.
The
flame, wow, that bridge the is flame, on
the flame
fire.
starts to go.
Well, I should say I get
this drow.
I cast the monitor gee.
Okay. He just said the bridge was about to go.
It's about to go.
No, no, but
now he casts that. He jumps as it falls, and sort of just clips onto the edge right here, and is hanging there.
As cut his fingers
as off. The other two are shooting arrows at you guys.
All right. So while my shield's up, I see down below, and I sweep my sword and cut his fingers off.
Gotta roll to hit first.
Okay.
You critically miss and fall in the pit.
22.
Okay. You're able to cut him. I'm gonna let him do a saving throw to see if he can get out of it.
Yeah, well, he's losing one hand. He throws it.
He does not. He loses his grip without his fingers and falls. Do you want to, are you watching him fall or what?
No, I'm too concentrated on protecting everyone else.
Alright, Court, what are you doing with the rope?
I'm gonna, after I tie it all together, I'm gonna toss it to Aramil.
The hole is here.
I thought the hole was here.
There is a small hole there.
I'm gonna toss it to Aramil.
Where the waterfall.
Who doesn't have his manacles off, but you do?
I gave you the key.
Did you?
Yeah, I tossed it at your feet.
All right. Well, I threw it down after I unlocked myself.
As you guys are talking,
you threw down the key.
You can hear a scream from this weird flying thing. It does not sound like its normal scream. Like it's getting destroyed.
Okay, we gotta roll. Hurt.
Like out of pain.
Yes.
All right. Fine. I'll throw it. I'll be the first one down. Screw this.
So what are you tying it off to?
He said he tied it off.
No,
what
I
tied it off to.
No, I didn't tie it to anything.
Are you stepping in front of the shield wall?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because I'm about to jump.
I tied all the ropes end to end, so it's.
You're stepping
feet.
In front of the shield wall right now.
For the love of God, I'm just trying to get tied off and jump.
I'm pulling on my shield.
Is there any? I look around and see. Is there anything worth the weight that'll actually hold our weight as we come down?
Have you always had a shield?
Well, first
I got a hammer and a dagger.
So you have a game
like you. Oh, I do. All right, so I spike it into the ground. Off to the side, though, over here, guarded by that wall so they can't shoot it.
While this is happening, I throw another javelin behind the shield wall at the one at number three.
Okay. Yeah.
10.
Nope. Yes.
Oh, dang it. You're wasting javelins.
Yeah, you're going to waste another javelin. They're still shooting at the shield wall. I'm going to roll to see if they hit.
I'm out there with the dwarf and the paladin.
Oh, with another shield? There, bare chested. Okay.
Well, she just rolled a 19, so an arrow hits Eldith in the foot, and it messes up her foot pretty bad.
Good.
Would you stop?
She's a dwarf.
You gotta save them all.
Nope.
All right, so what are you guys doing? There's spikes on the wall.
We got it spiked in. We're ready to drop.
Forearm foot. Are
I'm
you tying
out
it off to the spikes?
I don't have it anymore.
I've got it. I'm tying it off to the spikes.
And you throwing it over?
Yep. Tying it off, I am tying the end of the rope to me.
They're gonna shoot you as you go down. Why don't you go the other way?
Because there is no other way. It's just gonna drop through spider webs over here. There's a hole here.
You going through the hole?
Yeah, I'm gonna try the hole since we at least know
I'm
stuff goes through there.
I'm experienced with this.
Who's climbing out first?
I'll go first. I'll take
the
it.
Qui-Gon starts throwing their hammers at the wall, trying to get to you guys. Quite so you're going first?
Yep.
Once you climb out onto the rope, you look up and you see two giant spiders hanging on top of the stalagmite start coming down towards you guys.
I'm out of here.
Are you sliding down?
Bloop.
I want to cut the rope so bad.
The guys shoot at you 10.
Nope. Not with chainmail.
And 6 miss. Okay. Anyone else?
I'll follow.
Whee! Yeah, and I've got it tied off to me, so I'm scaling down the rope, but it's tied to me, so there's an anchor at the bottom to hold when he gets down to hold it in place.
There's like a bunch of slack.
Okay. As you guys start going down, anyone else?
I signal to Court. Let's go. And then I look at a crow and say, come on.
Can I yell back up as I'm going down? Send down the innocents.
Yeah. Shushar, like, pushes through and, like, he just jumps down.
I'm gonna let other people go.
I'm not jumping yet. I'm just kind of signaling, you know.
Oh, he guys should have gone out. The good guy always finishes last. Just let you guys know. Oh, wait, before I went down, I yelled out, Ivara!
Anyone else? Jim Jar goes. No one else is speaking up.
Are you not jumping? No. Are either of you jumping?
Not yet. I'm letting other people go ahead of me.
You'll go?
I'll go, and I'll cast Minor Illusion.
Ooh! Behind, finally doing some spell casting.
Behind the drows.
Okay.
Of the same sound I heard of the winged.
There you go.
Okay. Both the drows that are out there get distracted and turn around briefly. Very good, because they were going to shoot the minute someone else went down.
I figured.
That was actually pretty funny. Babadoo goes. He's gone.
I grab Court and I go.
No!
What about Stool?
No, Stool's with me. That's given.
Grab your Stool. You don't have enough to carry him.
Oh.
Yes. Get your hands off me.
I drop Stool and then I grab
Court. No!
You grab Court?
Yeah, I drop. No, I just drop Stool and grab Court and I go over the edge.
Okay, when I see him falling, I'm going to try to catch him.
Huh? You drop Stool over the edge?
Yeah.
What are you
doing?
Wow, okay. Stool starts falling.
I'm going to try to catch him with my acrobatics. Hello, DM.
We're all jumping, right?
Can I do an athletic check?
No, not everybody is gone.
Yes, you can do an athletic check. He just dropped him, though. It's going to be pretty tough.
Wait, what are you doing to drop them? You're falling at the same speed, right?
No, he's catching
them. They're on a rope.
And then I hear
They're sliding down a rope.
Yep.
We're not just jumping.
It's too late now. You already dropped them.
120 feet.
Okay.
Under the water.
So I'm climbing down. I hear, no. I look up. I see him.
Gosh. I didn't mean to drop him. I didn't know there was a rope.
Where did I catch my little
brother? I just imagine you like tossing him over your shoulder.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't mean to. Oh, gosh.
He's about to throw me, too.
No, don't make this happen. I didn't know.
18.
I didn't know.
19, 20, 21,
What's
22?
Your problem?
I caught him.
You barely catch him by, like, 1 foot. Like.
And he spores out and he sees
bumps. Right.
No, as you catch him from this fall, you see his legs start to crack. Like, the part of his mushroom body starts to crack off. What?
Crack off?
Leg. Yeah.
I didn't mean
his
to.
His leg's still there, but it just cracks.
Hold him real close.
Oh,
I didn't mean to. What I didn't know. Jerk. I thought this was we're going to die situation.
Jerinor is such a jerk.
Oh, my gosh.
He is. The worst.
More like Jerkinor.
I thought you guys were jumping. That's where you're
going. No, don't touch me. Put me back.
He grabbed him.
Shake him off?
Yeah, can I
try to?
Contest him?
Yeah, you're going to test that.
Get your hands off me, dude.
Dude, Jerinor thinks 18. Jerinor's right.
Oh, boo!
He pushes you off like nothing.
All right. I shout back and go, suit yourself, and I start repelling.
He dropped.
No, he's repelling. He dropped.
Toad for no reason at all. Or Stool.
Stooly.
Stool for no reason.
You've just listened to another episode of the S6 D&D podcast. Take some experience for that accomplishment. While you're at it, level up with us by following our Twitch channel, YouTube channel, and other social media platforms. Links to everything can be found in the notes of this podcast episode. Thanks for listening.